Om Shanti 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 Om Peace Peace Peace. Good evening.
Good evening.
Greetings and salutations. It is good to be with you again this Thursday evening. When you sit in the silence in satsang, you are not really sitting in the silence to be quiet. It is much more than that. You are sitting in eternity. In the absolute reality. When you speak words, you spoil it. Words have meaning. They have different meanings to different people. Therefore, words are very limited. The infinite reality can never be expressed through words. The infinite reality is beyond words and thoughts, beyond concepts, beyond dogma. Beyond the body or the mind. Your mind has been conditioned for thousands of years to be what you are today. Instead of realizing that you are the ultimate reality, that you are pure awareness, you believe yourself to be limited to a body, limited to an environment, limited to a world, limited to a universe. In other words, you have created your own jail, your own cell. This cell is called the mind. Yet what are we to do? How do we free ourselves? We free ourselves by not freeing ourselves. When you try to do something to be free, you're merely adding on to what you know already. To be free, you have to become quiet, silent, peaceful. You have to have compassion, loving kindness. To be free, one must give up all of their doubts, their fears, the dogmas, everything. One has to surrender totally and completely. Total surrender. If you would be free. Surrender to whom? If you are a bhakta, you would surrender to your guru, to a deity of your choice. If you are a Christian, you surrender to Jesus. If you are a Buddhist, you surrender to Buddha. If you have the Jewish persuasion, you surrender to Abraham and Moses. If you're a Hindu, you surrender to Krishna or Shiva or any one of a thousand deities. Surrender purifies the mind. Removes the impurities. And ultimately sets you free. Yet this cannot be done by the average person. For the average person is very egotistical. Very egocentric. You do not realize that the conditioning that you have for many centuries is what caused you to react the way you do towards life today. This conditioning you did not ask for. This conditioning appears to be very real to you. Yet in truth it does not really exist. It doesn't exist at all. In truth there is no conditioning whatsoever. But when you speak of it in a relative way, in a relative plane, you are totally, absolutely conditioned. By surrendering your stuff to your deity of your choice, you open your mind for higher knowledge. You begin to feel a peace, happiness, a joy that you never felt before. It makes no difference what kind of problem you have in your life, what's going on in your life, how you feel limited. You are to turn away from all of this. You are to turn away from all of your problems, from all the stuff that's held you back for centuries. You must turn completely away from it. Do not consider it at all. Do not try to heal it, change it, rectify it. Do absolutely nothing to it. Just turn your mind inwardly to the self, or to the guru, or to the teacher, or to the deity of your choice. And become still. No words are exchanged. You're not praying to God or to a deity of your choice. You simply turn within to the heart center where the deity resides. which, by the way, is none other than yourself. You are that deity. You are that God to whom you're turning for help. You are that. But yet you turn within. And you let go of everything else. This does not mean that you become passive. Many people believe that spiritual people become very passive. They do absolutely nothing. This is not necessarily true. As you turn within, you will come to realize that your whole life has been mapped out for you before you came on this earth. Everything is preordained, predestined. When you look at it in the right way, it's beautiful. For it means that you are not responsible for anything in your life at all. If your life has been mapped out, what have you got to do? Whatever has to be done will be done by itself. Wherever you have to be, you will be. With whom you have to be, you will be with that person. The work you have to do will be done. It's wonderful when you think about this, that you have not come to this earth to struggle, to fight, to become anything, to hurt anyone, to be hurt. You were here merely to be. Not to be this or to be that, just to be. You allow this beingness to function properly. When you get yourself out of the way, then as your thoughts, your preconceived ideas, when you keep the mind still, perfectly still and calm, then you'll always find that you're in the right place. Going through those experiences are necessary for your unfoldment and your fulfillment. Do not worry about the future or the past. Do not concern yourself with events in the present. Just be. Be the self that you are. You will be satisfied. Everything will be okay. There is nothing that wants to hurt you, cause you pain, or give you any problems. It is only because you keep thinking continuously constantly, that you have this belief that somebody wants to hurt you, cause you problems, upset you. There's only one. They're not two or three. There's only one self, and you are that. So where would the problems come from? Where would the hurt come from? The self is omnipresent. Self contains absolute reality. And you are that. There's no room for anything else. The self is bliss, consciousness. This is your nature, this is yourself, this is what you are. But there's only one. All pervading, ever present, no beginning, no end. Pure being. If you can understand what I'm saying, what have you got to feel? What can trouble you? You are in good hands with Austin. You have more going for you than you could ever imagine. You are the entire universe. So how can you be in need? How can you be worried or hurried? When you understand that you are the universe, you rejoice. Happiness comes by itself. Love comes by itself. Joy comes by itself. Not from others or from things. It's your unfoldment. It's the truth about you. You're a happy, courageous individual. Full with love and compassion and joy. This is who we really are. Leave the world alone. Leave yourself alone. Leave everything alone. You will know what to do. Always. You will always do the right thing if you stop fighting life by trying to make things happen. Do not take yourself so seriously. There is one who is looking out for you. There's one who's guiding you, directing you, so you also miss victory. That one is the self. It is you. The body is not yourself. The mind is not yourself. They're only temporary conditionings. They're for a while and they're gone. Like bubbles in the ocean. Bubbles come, bubbles go every second. If the ocean always remains the same. And so it is with life on this planet. People come, people go. Things come, things go. Everything changes, changes, changes. But you are the ocean of bliss. You have absolutely nothing to do with these changes whatsoever. Know yourself for who you are. Never put yourself down. Never compare yourself to anyone else. Never be judgmental. Learn to leave everything alone. Do not come to a conclusion about anything. There is no ultimate answer. Do not search for reality. Do not search for answers. You will be searching for eternity. See how many people read books, one after the other. Most of you here have read every book on earth. There's nothing left to read. And you're still in the same place you've always been. Most of you have gone to many lectures, heard many speakers. Yet it's hardly a change in you. You have to awaken to the point one of these days in your life that you are the answer. The answer is you. The answer that you're looking for. What is the meaning of life? Who am I? You are the very answer to these questions. Make your life very simple. Do not be too profound. Do not go looking for teachers and thinking they have a special answer for you. There's no special answer. There's no special teaching. Everything you're looking for is within yourself. Where else would it be? what you are today is a result of all of your thinking. Throughout the years, through many lifetimes, your belief system has created the body that you need right now for your next step in evolution. This is why I always say you're in your right place. There are no mistakes. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. If you're not like where you are, look within yourself. No one can really give you anything. For you are the power. There's no power apart from you. Be happy always. Feel the freedom. Feel the bliss. Inquire who you are. The answer will come by itself. Inquire, what am I doing here? Where did I come from? What am I? Do not be disturbed by events in this world. Do not take life so seriously. Be of service to humanity. When you see people suffering, help. Come to the aid of the homeless, the poor, the sick. When you realize there's only one, who are you really helping but yourself? To whom are you giving service but yourself? Who is benefiting but yourself? Be kind, be loving. Everything else will take care of itself. You are the one, the holy one, the mighty one, the true one, the loving one. Go within your heart right now. Dive deep within the heart center. and lose yourself entirely. Spiritual heart center is on the right side of the chest. See a sphere of golden light in the heart center. A sphere of beautiful golden light throbbing. See this orb of white light, golden light, expanding throughout the whole universe. Where all of the planets, galaxies, everything are superimpositions on this golden orb of light. Everything is an image on this light. Like the image on the screen. This light is like boundless space. It accommodates the whole universe. Everything is in this life. Nothing is left out. Understand that you are the light. Light is you, the self, the imperishable Brahman. The ultimate reality, Nirvana, the I am that I am. That is the nature of this golden light. See all the images disappearing. And only the light remains. Feel this light as yourself. You are filled with joy, filled with bliss, with happiness. You are now the true self, and there are no others. Feel this deeply. Feel this bliss, this love, this joy pulsating within and without you. All of your past has been wiped out. There wasn't any room for a past or a present or a future. There was just one mighty self expressing itself as consciousness, and you are that. Peace. Shanti, peace. Feel free to ask questions if you want.
I have some. It seems clear to me that if there's one thing that will stop me dead in my tracks, it's spiritual pride. If I think I'm more spiritual than someone else, what it boils down to, I'm feeling superior to my own creation. And that is going to cause confusion. Will cause confusion, is that?
Of course.
Thank you.
And all the time I thought you were God.
You thought I was? Well, we all God, aren't we? That's what you're telling me. Because what does the word God mean? That's another item to consider.
So you're not God.
You asking me?
Mm.
I don't feel like commenting at this point.
Cop out.
Wise cop out.
Sorry?
Wise cop out.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I figured I would. The units tell me that I'm right makes me feel good.
Whenever you think you're somebody, it has to be a thinker, an object, and a subject. As long as there's an object, and a subject, and a thinker, you've got a problem. They all have to be destroyed. And then there's nobody to think anything like this. So there'll be no one left to think I am superior or inferior, I am great or small, I am happy or sad. Those things only come up when you believe you're a person.
And a thinker.
A thinker, of course, a person always thinks. But when there's no thinker, who's to say those things? There's no one left to be anything. Then you'll discover that you're nothing and be home safe.
Everything is nothing.
And nothing is everything. Feel free to make a comment, statement, an address, speech. Say something.
bad back sleep.
Good.
Because everything is pretty desperate.
I'm with you, Fred.
And there's so much suffering in the world, and why is it all that predestined by the universe?
It's not predestined by the universe. It's predestined by the image of the self, the small self, the ego. It is the ego that suffers, no one else. when you find yourself and understand yourself and you see yourself the way you really are in truth, then you understand that you're the entire universe yourself. And it's all played in consciousness. In other words, it really doesn't exist. It appears to exist, but it doesn't exist.
You mean the suffering doesn't exist?
The suffering doesn't exist, like a body doesn't exist, or the good doesn't exist. Everything that you believe is real is false.
If I stick a needle in my arm, it hurts.
Yes, of course it does.
So that's not real?
It's real to you because you're living in a dream. If you're having a dream, and in that dream you stick a needle in your arm, does it hurt?
If I'm in the dream?
Yes.
And I stick a needle in my arm?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
Well, in that dream all kinds of things happen, doesn't it? In the dream you're going through experiences, getting married, getting divorced, taking a trip around the world, breaking your leg.
Well, it seems to me that for now, I can say to myself that say I'm not the body in theory, but if I jump off my foot and break my leg, well, for now I am the body. Part of it.
Of course it does.
Let's go through that room and turn to your left.
Everything is predestined. Like my life before I came here is all predestined. Everything was already laid out. I just need to sit back and it all be done. Who predestined it?
You don't have to sit back at all. You'll never sit back.
Huh?
The idea that you're going to sit back is erroneous.
Oh, okay.
You'll always be doing something. See, look at it this way. When you go to sleep tonight and you have a dream, in that dream, we're talking like we are now, in a class like this, and it's telling me everything that you told me just now. Mm-hmm. And I say to you, you're dreaming this. And you tell me, no, I'm not. I can stick a needle in your hand and you'll holler and you'll say, ouch. I can break a leg, I can do this, I can do that. It's all happening in the dream. When you wake up, the dream is gone. And so it is with this world. This world appears to be real. It appears to be something important, something going on. But yet sometimes you'll wake up. And when you're waking, you'll realize this is also a dream. So it's up to you to discover this, to realize this. You should really believe a word I'm saying.
I should or shouldn't?
Shouldn't. Why should you believe anything I say? Find out for yourself. I'm just sitting here talking to myself. Never accept anything anybody tells you. Just listen and then check it out yourself. Find out yourself. Do what is necessary to find out yourself, what is real and what is not.
a jnani who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He is firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchidananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the jnani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him, till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is, and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman, that is all full, all pure, timeless, consciousness and bliss. The following assertions made by a jnani constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom, absolute. A jnani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all longings and cravings. He ever rests in his own Satchidananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mimi. Thank you. Any announcements?
Yes. Oh, I have two announcements here. The first is Satsang will be on Wednesday, December 23rd, instead of Thursday, because of Christmas. And, of course, you know, at the end of December, the last Sunday, we will have another Bhandara. But meanwhile, that was the most important one. So don't come on Thursday.
Maybe you should say there's no satsang on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Thank you, George. Yeah, there will be no satsang on Saturday until further notice. And I have... I have five new transcripts to... That's out. If you'll make 10 copies of these and return them, please. And that's our latest number is 94. And it's stop what you are doing and be still. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Erin. Thank you, Karen. Thank you very much. Oh, Patricia. Thank you, dear. Thank you, Alan. Copies of the book.
Oh yes, we're still there.
Do we? All right. We do have Robert's talks from 1990 put in a volume, the first volume, and I thought we had them. You have them here?
Yes.
Yeah, just come if you can talk to me.
All right. Now, the price of them are $20, and it's well worth every penny of it. And Andy will take care of it. And they do make really nice Christmas gifts.
That's it?
That's it. Well, I want to thank everyone for contributing to the Vandara Sunday. The food was wonderful.
I was eating it.
I was eating it.
The turkey was delicious.
Oh, yes.
It's not time for prasad. The real reason why you came here.
Yep.
We have oatmeal cookies. And to love yourself, to worship yourself, to bow to yourself, for God dwells in you as you. Peace. Have a good life. Go forth into the night. Yes.